He wants to guide us, but he will not force us. Let's read on. Verse 6 says simply, the writer David recognizes that all these thoughts are just beyond our comprehension. Now, it's hard for us to keep up with our own thoughts. Then we look at someone else and we wonder, well, how's God keeping up with his thoughts? And how does God know everything that's going on? It's beyond our comprehension. Starts asking questions. Verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. It doesn't matter how high we go, it doesn't matter how low we go, God is there. Verse 9 is interesting. If I take the wings of the morning, sort of like if I could fly like the darkness flees in the dawn, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall I go. Lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. What this means to me is it doesn't matter where we are, it doesn't matter where we go, God has a solution for me. God has an answer to my situation. God has an answer to my problem. There is a way to resolve the reason why I would try to run away from God. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. It's hard for us to comprehend that, in the dark, pitch dark night. When I'm afraid one of the they're out in the I wonder why God made creatures that are active at night. But I think it might be to help us to comprehend that God can create. God created the animals, God created the cats and those that run at night. And they see. They see. How much more about to create the verse 13, thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth as well. My substance is not hid from thee, and I was made in secret and curiously wrought in all parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance as being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, but I wait, I am still with thee. Simply bringing up that God knew us from before we were born. We can't comprehend that. But we try to comprehend from the time we were born. We try to comprehend, what all has taken place. And why we are here, what purposes God has for me. I think we can rest in the truth that God knows me. God is aware of me. God sees our need. God knows this world, this earth, about the health struggles, the relationship struggles. Who cares? These thoughts should be precious to us. That's why we, when things are open and in the clear, it takes away fear. And I trust this morning that we can comprehend the importance of who we hear. Sometimes we stop short of fearing God by focusing on people. Say, if mom and dad don't find out, then I'm okay. We think, because if we avoid punishment, then we're okay. Are we? I've probably told this story before. Years ago, one of us boys, we were at the company Sunday afternoon, and we were going to play at the bar. And the visitor's mother said, "Make sure you wear your boots." Well, we went and we took off. We were out going around and playing, and then it's time to come in. And lo and behold, the boys, the visitors, we didn't wear our boots. Here, you put yours on, I'll put mine on and boots on. When they put their boots on, we got two. You know, half a minute, they tripped outside and came back in and took off their boots. And now they can say, "Did you wear your boots?" "Yeah." One of those boys continued to enjoy the season. The guy in a burning car wreck years later. He don't know that he was in the car. I'm simply saying that I don't feel like God caused the car wreck. I don't feel like that God's, when we step away from God's hand, when we step out of under God's hand and away from God's path, we're on our own. God still tries. If God has made so that we can make choices, we can go out on the highway and we can drive as fast as we want to go. But there are consequences. There's the laws of, there's the natural laws and the laws of the land. So if boys violate the laws of the land, sooner or later the natural laws of gravity and inertia and so on and so forth take over, and vehicles are not imaginary. They're bound by certain laws. So this morning I want to emphasize that we want to be transparent. We want to fear God more than we fear our parents, more than we fear the preachers, more than we fear our peers. We want to fear God and be open before Him in truth and sincerity. The next few verses talk about the way I interpret these verses is there is coming a day that God will take care or judge the wicked. I don't believe that these thoughts are part of our New Testament thoughts today. "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God, depart from me, therefore, you flatter them." Talks about them speaking wickedly, and "Do I not hate them, Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred, I count them an enemy." That's not the Christian's vocabulary, vernacular. It's These are the words that they used in the Old Testament. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And I believe that should be our expressions as well. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I believe this would be a prayer for God to help us to know. God already knows. We don't have to pray for Him to know. But I believe our prayer is for God to help us to know what He already knows. So may God help us this morning to have a heart that's simply open before God. If we give God's hand on our shoulder, let's not squirm out of under it like someone would do in church. I think if they get away a little bit, God will come in there and won't squeeze. I didn't work for my dad. If I got out under his hand at church, you know, we had a different kind of communication at home. God doesn't force us. So may God's hand on us be a reassurance that He can possess the truth. God is love.